It's probably a penalty. The reason why I say probably is the only thing that gives you a shadow of a doubt is that he's never going to get the ball. You know, it's headed above him and he can't get there. I would just say that it was highly unlikely that it was ever going to not be given, the way the game panned out, decisions-wise.
On that, I mean, you clearly felt you didn't get the rub of the green.
Well, not overall. But I'm more interested in our performance today. You know, you're disappointed with the final outcome, of course, but our performance was excellent. I thought first half, playing against a side like them, I thought we were very good in all departments. Very good defensively, very good with the ball, kept the ball, probed, were effective with it, created chances and limited them to few, really. They came out brighter in the second half, which can happen, of course. First 15, 20 minutes, certainly, were keeping the ball. Never really... I didn't think there was any golden chances for them, but they had the better share of the possession, without doubt. And then we kind of evened it out again. And then we had some moments, good counters, good times when we kept the ball, and asked enough questions today, which I was very pleased. That's hard in itself, playing against some of these sides. But we asked enough questions there today to have got something from the game. And obviously, the ultimate disappointment is just purely because you don't get anything from the game.
Before, you said that this would be a test of how far you've come, how far you've improved. How did you assess that?
Well, I didn't really say it was a test. I said, but when you're playing against what we all know are the sort of superpowers, as everyone well, I could certainly call them, of the division, then it's, you know, are you showing any signs of getting close on any given day? We all know, by the way, to clarify that, when they're on a real big day, a really hot day, it's very tough. We've all seen that with some of these teams. But when it's just an even day, like today, how far away are you? What are you looking like? You know, are you looking defence-minded? Can you attack? Can you affect the game? And I thought we did attack. You know, I thought I was very pleased with that. We tried to be bold with the substitution, which I thought affected the game in a positive manner. And so for that, overall, I'm very pleased. You know, I've been very pleased all season. You know, I think we've earned what we've got. And today we probably earned enough to get something, at least a point, I felt. So there's no disappointments in the bigger picture. It's only the bad taste in your mouth to lose and to lose so late.
Was it even more frustrating, Sean, because, of course, the way it happened against them twice, home and away, last season?
Yeah, you almost can't fathom it. I mean, you're standing there and you can't believe what you're seeing. And our fans certainly couldn't believe what they were seeing for other different reasons, not just that moment. But that is football. It's an anomaly sometimes. No one can actually put an exact reason why something's happened in football. But three times against the same side in the last minute, and probably today was a less contentious decision. Still a contentious one, but not as big as the other ones. And then you're scratching your head.
Are you thinking it is probably a penalty kick, but it could have gone either way?
Yeah, the reason is that he does make contact. My thing is that late in the game, you've got to be 100%. I presume the ref was 100%, by the way, but I'm looking at it thinking he's never going to get there. You know, the centre, Ramsey, I think it is, he's never going to get there. Now, a similar example would be, you know, when two players slide in and they don't get there, and the defender really has only put him off. He hasn't actually, you know, sometimes he's put him off enough to not get the ball. He hasn't had any intent on getting the ball, just to put him off. Similar kind of instant. But just to be sure that we're clear on this, probably the ref gives that. Because I don't want anyone mincing my words. Probably the ref gives that.
Which
he did, of course.
We spoke on Friday and we said, are you going to need pretty much everything to go in your favour to get a result? Did you feel... You got a lucky break.
I wouldn't say that everything went in our favour, that's for sure. That we can only control the controllables, and that's our performance. And I thought we did that very well.
First half, Sean, you're terrific, weren't you?
Yeah, really pleased. You know, like I said, they're top side, kept them quiet, had moments, had chances actually, good chances, put a lot of doubt in them. Our keeper had very, very little to do. So very pleased with that. And even second half, a lot of good things about the game.
And at 0-0, you bring on an extra striker. What does that tell you about where this team is at the minute, do you think?
Well, I thought we wanted to affect it. I thought we wanted to try and grip the game slightly more. And sometimes that's, you know, stopping it at source and being more productive. They went even higher and wider, you know, which these sides can do at times, and put the ball at risk more with doing that. And I thought we needed a way to counter better. And I thought there were signs of that, you know, when we made the change, and some productive signs. The odd bad... or underhit pass, or a pass with a lack of that moment of quality at times when we were countering. We were in very good positions. So I was pleased with that. But the mentality has always been firm. We always try and win games. It's just how you win games. You know, I was saying, you know, earlier in the media, that a lot's been made, or not a lot, to be fair, that sounds disrespectful. Some people have said about our good defensive framework, our good defending, which is right and true, and I think that's a good sign. But sometimes, you know, you're defending because of the opposition. And today's second half, for 15 minutes after half-time, they went even wider, even higher, even bolder, and played with their three centre-halves who broke open even wider. And then they kept the ball. They didn't actually do much with it, to be fair. They weren't creating many chances. But they changed the feel by just keeping the ball. So that's when your focus and concentration comes in, and that's when you do have to defend, and you have to defend properly. And I thought there was great signs of that again today.
Cool, good stuff.
Just a final question, Sean. As a central defender yourself, what would you say to your centre-backs in terms of defending situations like that in the future?
I'd say they've been absolutely outstanding, without a shadow of a doubt, this season. And it's just literally reacting that first 2 yards and your footwork within that 2 yards to get across as quick as you can. But other than that, I make it clear, they have been absolutely outstanding.